The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, February 18, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel presided over the final meeting of the comprehensive visit of the Secretariat of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba to the province of Holguín in the eastern part of the country. The member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party and Organization Secretary, Roberto Morales, stated that the objective of this inspection to the territory was achieved from the evaluation of the implementation of the ideas, concepts, and guidelines emanated from the 8th Congress of the political grouping. He pointed out that the results of the work program carried out during 3 days in Holguín will allow outlining strategies to raise the quality of life of the more than 1 million inhabitants of the province. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported this Friday morning that in the last 24 hours, 647 people were detected with COVID-19, and 2 patients died from complications of that disease caused by the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. According to the report, a total of 15,239 tests were carried out to detect COVID-19. With the 857 clinical discharges granted during the day, a total of 1,052,276 patients have recovered. Since the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020, 1,064,128 cases were reported, and the total number of deaths is 8,484. The University of the Republic of Uruguay announced the renewal of the framework agreement in force for cooperation and exchange with the University of Havana. The International Congress on Higher Education held in Havana from February 7 to 11 was the framework for the strengthening of bilateral ties between participating organizations. The Uruguayan and Cuban universities ratified in the first clause of their agreement the objective of promoting the development and dissemination of culture, and in particular scientific and technological research. They also projected complementary or executive agreements that could refer to the exchange of professors, researchers, and students, training and improvement of professors, exchange of information, courses, seminars, lectures, workshops, among other activities. And in the international agenda, we have that popular mobilizations in favor of the electricity reform will continue in several Mexican states in the face of resistance from private businessmen, foreigners, opposition, political parties, and legislators. Demonstrators will gather in front of state congresses to demand support from legislators for the approval of the electric reform proposed by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The nationalization of lithium and other strategic minerals, as well as the renationalization of oil and the Federal Energy Commission. The presidential proposal is to defend the interest of electricity users, guarantee the exploitation of lithium and other strategic minerals as a starting point for future industrialization, in addition to reversing the entire dismantling of the national energy industry, highlights text that continues to be distributed. Meanwhile, Haitian Senate criticized the repression exercised by the police against the textile workers who demand wage increases and ask the high command of the body to sanction those responsible. In this regard, they invited the police to initiate an investigation to establish the responsibility of the agents involved and punish the culprits. Since last week, thousands of textile employees have been demonstrating in the streets of Port-au-Prince to demand the increase that would allow them to cope with high prices, and recall that their salaries have remained immobile since 2019, despite inflation. At least 13 people, including a pregnant woman, were injured when officers repressed the long mobilizations, and protesters even denounced that at several points the police officers used live ammunition. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.